Renting a car. 1. Do you know that car rental prices are not at all uniform? 2. Of course, a smaller compact car will be cheaper to rent than a larger car. 3. How much does it cost to rent a compact car? 4. I will need a car for 5 days. 5. Does the rental price include insurance or does that cost extra? 6. Car rental costs vary a lot depending on when, where, and for how long you will rent the car. 7. It really pays to shop around when renting a car. 8. We can look for the best deals online before making a reservation. 9. If you rent a car in the U.S., be sure to fill up the gas tank before you return the car. 10. If you return the car with the tank not full, you will be charged much more for the gasoline. 11. Always return your rental car with a full gas tank. 12. Car rentals may have hidden taxes you won't find out about until you return the car. 13. Ask the rental agent if there are any taxes or additional charges before you sign the contract. 14. Check with your insurance company to see if it covers an overseas car rental. 15. In the U.S., car rentals are usually more expensive at airports. 16. In the U.S., you will save money by renting the smallest car available. 17. European car rentals are almost always small, compact cars. 18. Have you ever rented a car in the U.S. before? 19. A car rental in the U.S. does not include a driver. 20. You must drive the car yourself. 21. Most car rental companies have several locations in the area, including an airport location. 22. Will you be returning the car to the airport, or would you like to drop it off at one of our other locations? 23. There is an additional charge if you choose to return the car to a different branch location. 24. There are a few companies that will actually pick you up and bring you to their location if you are not flying into the city. 25. Most car rental companies require renters to be at least 25 years old. 26. All companies will require you to show a valid driver's license or international driving permit. 27. As the renter or driver, you are responsible for the car. 28. You are responsible for any damage or loss to the car while you are driving it. 29. You will generally have to purchase car rental insurance. 30. Check with your credit card company, because some credit cards include car rental insurance if you use that car to pay for the car rental. 31. The rental company will be more than happy to sell you rental insurance. 32. Don't expect to be able to negotiate the price of the rental insurance. 33. You must purchase liability insurance at the minimum. 34. Sir, I suggest you also purchase collision damage waiver insurance in addition to the liability insurance. 35. Without the CDW policy, you would be liable for any damage to our vehicle that might be caused by an accident. 36. What are some of the factors that can affect the price you will pay for your car rental? 37. Mostly it has to do with when you are renting. 38. There are different rates for weekdays and weekends. 39. Weekend rates are more expensive. 40. There are different rates for different seasons. 41. Summer is usually more expensive than winter. 42. How many days will you rent the car for? 43. Longer rental periods may be slightly less expensive. 44. If there is a major event going on during your stay, expect to pay more. 45. What types of cars do you have available now? 46. We offer the full range of types and sizes. 47. What kind of car are you looking for? 48. Are there any Japanese compacts available? 49. We have a few Hondas and Nissans still on the lot. 50. I would like a car that is easy on gas. 51. This car is very economical. 52. We have a few subcompacts that are very economical. 53. This one looks too small. 54. Most car rental companies offer small, medium, and large-sized cars. 55. The larger the car, the more expensive the rental fee. 56. Some companies offer vans and minivans, and some do rent premium luxury cars. 57. Do you have GPS available? 58. Some car rental companies in the U.S. offer a GPS navigational device for an additional charge starting around $10. 59. The GPS option is very useful for finding your way around a city you are unfamiliar with. 60. With the GPS, you just type in the address and you will be directed to your destination turn by turn. 61. If you have a GPS, you can even search the Yellow Pages for restaurants and department stores if you don't know the addresses.